Got something to say. Brought to you by South Bend International Airport, offering nonstop flights to 10 destinations with close parking and short lines. SBN is the smart choice for travel. Fly SBN.com. 94.9 WSJM, committed to serving Michigan's great Southwest. And Surf Pro of Berrien County, they make any size disaster seem like it never even happened. Present Got Something to Say.
And welcome to the show. It's Ray Gustafson here on Got Something to Say. Joined by way of the telephone, we have Miranda Grunwell, the Community Education Coordinator for Disability Network. Hi, Miranda. How are you?
Great. Thanks. Thanks for having me on today.
Oh, it's a pleasure to talk with you. This is the first time I've had an opportunity to chat with you. I know you've been, you're kind of an old hat at radio. You're based out of the Kalamazoo office, and there is a St. Joe office on Lakeview Avenue of the Disability Network, but you're based out of the Kalamazoo office. And so these radio interviews on Kalamazoo Radio, you're kind of an old hat at doing that sort of thing, right? You're not nervous?
I'm not nervous. I'm getting used to this. My job is to be out in the public, so I'm like being with people and teaching, and this opportunity is wonderful. So I'm hoping to see lots of people from the community.
Well, that was what I was about to ask you. I wanted to ask about you, and then I want to ask you about the Disability Network and some of the services that they provide. So what does the Community Education Coordinator do for Disability Network then?
Okay. So yeah, I've been our Community Education Coordinator for just over a year now. And so I hold events out to the community so people can come and have a conversation around a disability topic. So for the month of February, we're going to be showing an event, a movie called Intelligent Lives, which is about three individuals with a disability in employment, which employment and people with disabilities is a really good topic. The employment rates are low for people with disabilities. And so this is a look at a video that will look at people that the world would kind of look at and say that they're unemployable, and they all take a different path to employment and successful life after high school. And so this is one of my favorite topics is employment, and this movie and is a great opportunity for that.
Mm-hmm.
And then other months we'll have different topics. So if employment isn't your topic, next month we'll have another one. So you never know what we'll be having at Disability Network. I'm always looking for ideas as a coordinator.
Sure.
So if somebody has a topic, I'd love to learn more about it and then host it for our community as well.
Well, I want to get a little bit deeper into the film and everything coming up here on February 27th, Intelligent Lives. What is the, if there's some people listening that are like, I'm not really familiar with the Disability Network, what is it that you do, and who do you serve, and what services do you offer and provide?
Okay, yeah. So Disability Network, we do have an office in Kalamazoo, which is where I am, and then we have an office there in St. Joe. We're located within the AAA, the Area Agency on Aging. And so we serve people with disabilities of any kind. If you say you have a disability, that counts for us. And you just give us a call. We have a phone number down there and a phone number here in Kalamazoo. And so you can call us and ask us a question. Maybe you have a new disability and you're not sure. Maybe you need to access health care or food, or you just have questions about your disability and you're not sure where to go. We're the place that you can call. So we're the first stop for people with disabilities here in Southwest Michigan.
So you have the hookup for all the resources then for anybody that, even if they think they have a disability but they aren't quite sure, could they still call and say, you know what, I think I have this. How could I find out, or how can I find out more information? You would be a good resource for that?
Yes, definitely. We have Cindy down there in our St. Joe office that answers our phones, and she knows the resources. She's been part of this community down there in St. Joe her whole life, and I think she knows everybody.
That's
a
awesome.
Great resource.
That's awesome. So somebody has a disability. Does it have to be a documented disability before they can use your resources, or is it just if they think and they're looking for more information, or both?
Both. Sometimes people don't know if it's a disability or not, and so they'll call and ask us, and we can talk about it. Other times they know for sure they have documentation, and that is fine. For the initial phone call, we take people's words. So just give us a call. Don't worry about if you have it or not.
And then you mentioned just a couple of minutes ago, Miranda, that you said unemployment for people with disabilities is relatively low. Can you elaborate a little bit on that for me?
The unemployment rate for people with disabilities is high.
Oh, it's high. Okay, I misunderstood you then. So I stand corrected. I wanted to make sure I understood that correctly. So it's unemployment is high because why do you think that reason?
a good question. So my personal opinion, I think people don't understand people with disabilities. It can be scary to hire us. I am a person with a disability.
Mm-hmm.
And I know that employers have a lot of questions, and they're just trying to figure out, you know, how could this person do this job? And so things that we don't know or understand can be scary. And so it's a good, this would be a good opportunity, this movie, or just to call us too and ask questions. We, as people with disabilities, we have skills and abilities that we want to offer to the community, and employment is one way to do this.
That's great. And that was kind of my segue into this lunch and learn event with this movie called Intelligent Lives. Again, if you're just joining us, talking with Miranda Grunwell, she's the Community Education Director, a coordinator with Disability Network offices in Kalamazoo and also right here in St. Joe. It's a lunch and learn event coming up Wednesday, February 27th from 11:30 to 1:30 at the St. Joe office. That's at 2900 Lakeview Avenue. I'll go over all of this information in case you missed it in a couple of minutes. But it's basically what you're showing, Miranda, is a documentary film called Intelligent Lives. And so elaborate just a little bit more about what the film is about. And then, of course, there's probably going to be a discussion afterward, I would expect, right?
There will be. So we'll start the event with lunch. So that way you can come in and grab, we'll have some pizza, salad, some drinks. So you can come in and grab a lunch. I'll play the film. After we watch the film, we'll have a discussion about the film, what we liked, what we didn't like. We held the same event in Van Buren County a couple weeks ago, and I had about 45 people. They were all teachers or part of the school district, and they really liked the film. It talks about what we as society deems what is intelligent and who is intelligent and who isn't.
Mm-hmm.
And what if we look at intelligent different? And it talks a lot about intelligent testing, which if you are a person with a disability, you tend to have intelligent, you know, your IQ test are done a lot on you through your school age. And so it just looks at that, and what if, you know, we didn't, and we just looked at the person,
mm-hmm.
and how would lives look differently? One of the neat things I like about the film as well is Micah, one of the gentlemen in the film that's featured, is actually from the state of Michigan. And he has a developmental disability, and he moves to New York to pursue college,
mm-hmm.
and he lives out there now. He's now graduated and gone on. And so I think that's a great opportunity as well, and kind of unique to bring it back to Michigan that one of the people in the film is a local here.
That's awesome. So, yeah, it's, I mean, just because, and a disability, I mean, that's a really broad term when you just say disability, because it could be, people think of it. I think the first thing that comes to mind, Miranda, is people think of a physical disability, and that's not always the case.
Yes, true. Yep. A lot of times people do. They'll call and say, well, I'm not in a wheelchair. And we're like, that's okay. A disability is anything that affects a major life activity. So it could be somebody with a reading disability, a brain injury, somebody with low vision. It could be a hearing, mental health. And under mental health, there's a lot as well. So it's a very big category. And yeah, you're right. That brings up a really good point. So here at Disability Network, we serve people with all types of disabilities. It doesn't matter what it is, how big or small you think it is. It's still a disability, and you're still part of a larger community that we help advocate for and educate here at Disability Network.
And it's not just adults with disabilities, right?
Nope. We're across age as well. So it doesn't matter how old or young you are welcome to come and join us and learn.
Yeah. Yeah, it's
and
great.
Ask questions.
Yeah, it's great. Again, it's the Disability Network hosting a lunch and learn event Wednesday, February 27th. It'll be from 11:30 to about 1:30. It could maybe go a little longer if the discussion gets really, really good.
But
at the St. Joe office, 2900 Lakeview Avenue. Is there a cost for putting this together, Miranda, or for attending this?
No, it is free to attend this event. I would just like to know if you're coming so that way I can order enough food, because I would hate for anybody to go hungry that day. So if you are not able to RSVP, maybe that morning something works out and you're able to come, just come and join us. I'll make sure that there's extra pizza. If you need an accommodation to attend, sometimes somebody might need to make sure that something is available so that way they can attend. So give me a call and let me know. Accommodation might be, is a place wheelchair accessible? Of course it is, because it's at our office. I'll have closed captioning available. I can do open captioning too if that's something that someone needs. If there's any dietary needs, like I said, we'll probably order pizza, and if that's something you can't eat, just let me know so I can order a meal that would be something that you could enjoy. So we love to make sure that people are able to attend this event in a manner that's accessible for them. So any concerns, give me a call. My phone number here in Kalamazoo is 269-345-1516, and you can just ask for Miranda.
That's awesome. Now, maybe somebody driving right now, or they're not able to write down that number or don't remember that phone number, they could email you and I can give an email address. But again, sometimes those are hard to remember. Do you have a website or something that maybe has some more information about this as well, Miranda?
We do. We're on Facebook, so you can always look on Facebook for Disability Network Southwest Michigan, and that will get you to our Facebook page. You can go to our website, which is www.dnswm.org, or you can also Google us as well. There are several disability networks in the state of Michigan, so if you're looking us up, you would just need to look up Disability Network Southwest Michigan.
Awesome. Miranda Grunwell, Community Education Coordinator with Disability Network. Thanks for sharing the good news with us and look forward to seeing you at that meeting.
Yes, looking forward to seeing everyone as well.
Got something to say, brought to you by ServPro of Berrien County. They make any size disaster seem like it never even happened. Got something to say from News Talk 94.9 WSJM, committed to serving Michigan's great Southwest.